This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. We'll turn now to the Friday conversation and the woman who's had an unprecedented run as chairman of the Dallas County Democratic Party. Darlene Ewing presided over one of the few blue islands in the politically red sea that is Texas. In her decade in charge, Democrats won all but one countywide race. She's just stepped down to pursue her own political future. Darlene Ewing, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick.
Back in 2005, no Democrat had won countywide office in half a century. No Democratic presidential candidate had carried Dallas County since LBJ. Texas appeared to be in a Republican headlock. Why would you take a job that seemed so hopeless?
Well, we'd cracked a little bit. Remember, in 2004, we elected Sheriff Valdez and Judge Garcia, Judge Adams. In 2002, Sally Montgomery had switched over and run as a Democrat. But nobody thought we could do it. Now, I would be lying if I said I took the job knowing we were going to sweep in 06 and do what we've accomplished. I was just kind of asked to do it. I thought it was a temporary thing where I preside over a few meetings and, you know, turn it over to someone else. And It just didn't turn out that way.
It's interesting to me the way you described the situation of the Dallas County Democratic Party in the early 2000s. It sounds a lot like the way people are describing the statewide party in 2015.
Unfortunately, I think that's somewhat true. I think our state party maybe has too much control by outside consultants. You know, they're the experts. We're considered in Dallas, we're just amateurs, but we keep winning. We still have sections of Dallas that we can't elect a state rep. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. We have Republican pockets in Dallas County. It's not all Democrat. We're winning countywide because we work those Republican areas, knowing we can't maybe win a state rep race. But if we increase our turnout by 2, 3, 4 points, that goes into the countywide races. So that goes into the county bucket. And if the state would adopt a little bit more of that, we can start winning statewide.
The mantra among Texas Democrats has been that the kind of demographic change that turned Dallas County blue is destined to turn the state at least purple. Yet 2014 around the state was an absolute blowout. Could this talk of inevitable change just be a pipe dream?
We can keep explaining losses away by saying, but eventually we're going to get there. It's just going to happen. The numbers are just going to happen. But because the turnout is so low, it's important who gets there. I mean, we have more Democrats in Dallas County that we could win these state house races, but we don't show up. And the Republicans show up better than we do. And I think that's true statewide.
What's been your best moment in the last 10 years?
I was lucky to get to Denver for the 2008 National Convention. Mm-hmm. And being in the stadium the night that President Obama was nominated in 2008, and I looked around, and the feeling of unity that we can't elect a Barack Obama to the presidency, I have to admit that I cried. That was a special, special moment where the American dream is actually, we're experiencing it tonight. Now, life intrudes and it doesn't always get, but for that night, that moment, it was special.
What's next for Darlene Ewing?
Well, I've announced that I'm going to run for the vacant bench, 254th. It's a family bench. Judge Martin unfortunately died in office way early before his time. He was a good judge, and I'd like to follow in his shoes. You know, I've been practicing family law for over 37 years. I'm board certified. So, you know, I'm getting up there in age. It's time to maybe move over and quit hustling business. And it's still politics. I'm a political junkie. So, you know, I'd still be involved in politics, but not to the level I was. And maybe I could take some of my experience and help people get through a difficult time.
Darlene Ewing, good luck with that next chapter. And thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Rick.